Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, some kind of a feud. Mm. Because Cattrall made a cameo in this thing that just came out, and there were all kinds of contingencies and stuff. That's drama. That's prima donna drama. And who wants to work with that? Why are you laughing? I'm not. I may be slow.
Why are you having a little sheepish grin on your face?
I just can't help but wonder. I mean, I can remember a day when I thought the drama left the building.
Oh, I'm just looking at this Mick Jagger.
I mean, you got to admit, there was quite the drama vacuum after that. Okay, who wants to talk about Tommy Lee's junk? Not us.
Oh, boy.
Oh, again?
Again, yeah.
Well, the Florida Panthers made it to the NHL Finals kind of as a surprise, but they are down 2-0 in the Stanley Cup after being clobbered by the Vegas Golden Knights 7-2. So it looks like Vegas is going to be a big sports town, man. Oh, Oakland A's will be there. By the way, this is what people are... Let's talk about the Apple headset. You said it's around...
$3,500.
$3,500.
Here.
Here's what people are saying about Apple's new mixed reality headset.
Amazing! What do those 10-year-old Chinese factory workers come up with next?
Oh, it's too expensive. I'll just keep augmenting reality with a bottle of Chardonnay.
Finally, a way to feel superior to people who own an Oculus.
It's their biggest production launch since the Apple Watch I stopped wearing after a month.
I don't even know why they try. There will never be a better product than Google Glass.
I'm worried that if I buy one, I might accidentally wander into Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse.
And that's what people are saying about Apple's new mixed reality headset.
Oh, one more thing. Can I get porn on it?
If that didn't occur to a couple people, hey, that person right there, what's going on there? Is that somebody that needs to be kicked off?
Where?
This Kevin guy? Is he putting trash on there?
Well, let's take a look while we're talking to Phil.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, he doesn't need
okay,
to be.
Okay, he's
doing trash.
All right, so I will.
Spamming you.
He needs to go away.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Doing well. Hey, I know how you guys like to stay up on the latest thing.
Yes.
Has anybody seen the Twitter documentary yet? What is a woman?
No, but we're going to be touching it this afternoon. This afternoon, I spent some time this morning lining that up, and boy, that has been seen by 147 million people.
Million,
already.
Yes.
What is it
and
called?
I don't know if you know,
what is it called again?
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
Keeping in mind that when Ketanji Brown was being vetted for the Supreme Court, they said, what's a woman? Oh, I'm not a biologist.
Yeah.
You're going to see even more bizarro behavior. But I don't remember the gentleman's name that actually did the documentary. But, you know, there's this big controversy. Twitter, you know, their head of whatever, Orals or what, you know, pulled it. And then Elon Musk said, no, put it back on.
And then fired the person that pulled it, yes.
Quit, fired, whatever. She gone, anyhow. But and I have to agree with Elon Musk, every parent, even if you're not a parent, to understand what's going on with this trans stuff, you need to see this documentary.
Absolutely.
It's an hour and a half. It's kind of tough to sit through because it's just so bizarro.
Yes.
But I'd love to get everybody's take on it, you know, after they get a chance to view it.
Well, we are certainly going to delve into that this afternoon. I'm all set for it.
Yeah, try to see some of it before you start getting calls on it, Greg, because it's just the craziest stuff you've ever seen.
Really appreciate it.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks.
And you too. Yeah, that's... How did this happen? How do we get to a point where you don't know what a woman is? Dylan Mulvaney, you are not a woman. You still got your junk. You're a guy. I don't care how many bras you wear, how many panties you put on, how you flit. You are not a woman. Your chromosomes will also confirm my diagnosis.
Helen Reddy was.
She was woman. She was. When you have a song that states without equivocation, I am woman, you are a woman. And now, our man.
Yeah, segue, sir. Segue, please.
Yeesh.
Or don't do a segue from that to this. Yeah, I'm here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. Has been in Montgomery since 1977. Troop Booth, who's been running the place since 2015, it was his grandparents that opened up the store in 1977. And it is just him there. That is it. That's all that's needed. It's just him. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America and offers fair and honest values and pricing on what he's selling and what you may bring to him to have sold as well. And by the way, he has a network of jewelers across not just the state, but basically the South here. And if you bring him a piece, he may not have a buyer for it, but he may know somebody who does. He can take that piece, shop it around, go to his different shows and stuff like that. He can get it sold. If you're looking to get it sold, he can sell it for you. If he's not selling it out of the store itself, he will get it sold. 260-0066 is the number to call to make an appointment, because that's how it works at Heirloom Jewelers. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. Gives free evaluations, but you can see everything that's for sale at Heirloom Jewelers by going to their Facebook page, their Instagram page, or even online to heirloomjewelers.com. See the entire collection, the history of all the different pieces there. They're located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
All right, we are going to check in with the Traffic Dungeon. Remind you of another thing being celebrated in the month of June, and then we'll have fresh SRN news. Right after next hour, Random Facts with Jay, followed by a chance to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz question.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we are building all over the area. A lot more cars out on the road now, but overall, we are still light to moderate as far as traffic flow. A little bit busy on East South Boulevard around Highway 331, South Court, and Norman Bridge. Highway 31 out of Prattville, another busy spot. The interstates are looking good. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any problems arise. Registration for fall classes going on now at Trenum State. This is the time to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Exit Realty is growing. Exit Realty focuses on everything it takes to make a real estate office successful and provides opportunity to brokers and agents unlike any other real estate brand.
Training, technology, an opportunity to earn an exceptional income, and even retire and leave a legacy and benefits for your family. Interested in a great real estate career? Text BAMA to 85377 to learn more. That's BAMA to 85377.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
June is Turkey Lovers Month. Spend some quality time with them now, because come November, they're headed for Pop-Up Timerville. Gobble, gobble.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee is moving ahead with plans to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for Wray's refusal to hand over a subpoenaed document dealing with the Biden family's business affairs. The Atlanta City Council has approved funding for the construction of a proposed police and firefighter training center. It's been the scene of violent and destructive protests by anti-law enforcement activists. It is the 79th anniversary of D-Day. The anniversary is not passing unnoticed on the beaches of Normandy, where commemorations have been underway. And an Oklahoma school board has approved a publicly funded religious school despite warnings from the state attorney general that it is unconstitutional. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
At 7:13, time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
This is so funny. You were smart to go to New York when you did, my friend. As predicted on this show, the mayor of New York yesterday announced to his citizens that you should be willing to take in some of these migrants.
What?
after story of housing these people in decent hotels, having them destroyed by crazy and violent drug and sex parties, the mayor of New York now wants the citizens to take in a migrant.
Oh, sure.
Which, by the way, is just nice people code for illegal alien. And this is, of course, he's the guy, we're a sanctuary city, you people down in Texas, what's wrong with you? You know, racism, blah, blah, blah. So this is how bad it's gotten. The crime is out of control. They've destroyed two hotels so far. And now he wants those nice people living on the Upper West Side, the East Side, Jerry Seinfeld's old neighborhood.
That's where I was staying, in the Upper West Side there. Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry, I cannot stop laughing when politicians get choked up on their own stupid ideas. And that story is one we'll be watching throughout the day. Brought to you by Tom Latham and his incredible team at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. When it comes to concrete, there are people out there, little businesses and so forth, that will say, well, yeah, we can do concrete. Well, what does that mean? Ask to see the receipts, because concrete is an investment, and it should not only be worth what you pay for it, but it should grow in value with your house if it's done right. And that's the thing. So many people have been disappointed to see cracks, poorly poured concrete, soil not tested for, not reinforced. You want to see receipts for concrete well done? Visit Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook and watch the videos and look at the photos. It's all there. Tom Latham is absolutely the best, and the team he has put together there has produced one outstanding result after another.
For a free estimate, call our buddy Tom at 284-9292. Please mention us. 284-9292. That's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. And look at them on Facebook. And David will be with you right after.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We got a good-looking day. It is getting more and more humid every day, though. You know, the dew points were in the upper 60s yesterday, and that is getting that near that critical 70 mark, which is where we live for much of the summer. Routine June day today with a high around 91. Spotty, random, widely scattered storms. Rain chances relatively small this afternoon and this evening. Not to mention, though, that you could have a heavy downpour if you get under one. There just won't be many to go around. Tonight's low 68. More scattered hit or miss storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s again. And the rain chances are a little better on Thursday as a southward moving front interacts with this humid air, and so I've got the rain chances, you could argue, 40% to 50% on Thursday with a high around 91. Right now this morning with 94% humidity, lovely start here, 68 degrees at 7:16.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Web Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Ah, oh, good morning, my friends.
Good morning, friends.
Your friendly neighborhood DJ.
June 6th, today is National Yo-Yo Day.
Coolest toy I ever had.
Yo-yos have been around for hundreds of years.
Today on National Yo-Yo Day.
A celebration of yo-yos and yo-yo playing.
How's your day going?
How's your day going?
A lot of ups and downs.
Has its ups and downs.
It is National Yo-Yo Day.
Bring your big girl pants and let's get out there.
Showtime.
When is National Yo-Yo Ma Day? So we can celebrate that, too. We have David on the line. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. And the citizens replied to the mayor of New York for them to take in migrants is you first.
Yeah, the Gracie Mansion. It's big. Come on. There's room for several families in there with room to spare.
Absolutely.
When are they going to learn? When is that city going to learn? It's supposed to be the beacon of America, and it's the most... since Rudy, forget it. Slow decline.
Yeah. A little known fact, D-Day fact, Eddie Arnold was the driver of one of the Higgins boats on D-Day.
That's right. I remember that. I hadn't thought about that in a while, but yes.
Eddie Albert from Green Acres?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and ironically, Eddie Albert portrayed one of the soldiers in The Longest Day.
The Longest Day, yeah. He was one of the officers with Teddy Roosevelt Jr.
Yes.
So
yeah, and wasn't the story they didn't want Teddy Roosevelt's son to be in a high-risk situation?
Yeah. They wanted to keep him kind of, you know, at the back, and yeah. He refused to, like his father. He was a go-getter.
Yeah.
So,
Billy.
Hey.
Thank you. All right, today's Tuesday, so it's the last day for this week's Food Outlet Specials. Would you fellows mind if I visited the Food Outlet?
Certainly.
And
let me consult with Jay. You mind?
I mean, you know.
Well, let me just say this.
We're good with it.
Thank you. I appreciate your support, fellas. If you're a soda drinker, and I am, you must get to Food Outlet. I don't know what the specials are going to be tomorrow, but through the end of business today, you can get your favorite Coke products at $3.33, six packs of the half-liter bottles.
Now, growing up, we would call it pop.
Pop. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the best soda deal in town. When I was going into Food Outlet Sunday, and I'm there every Sunday morning at 7:30, one of our listeners was coming out with a buggy full of these. These are big bottles. They come in six packs, $3.33. When you're looking at cases, man... soda costs have gone up, so this is a chance to enjoy your favorites at a really great price. $3.33. And it starts there. These are the specials. Everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. One more day to pick up Kentucky Legend Sliced Bacon. It's excellent. When was the last time you were able to buy a full pound of great bacon for $3.65? Try it.
That's... unbelievable price. I think the last time I was in a large store, one of those big box stores, it was close to $8.
Yeah, and I've seen the thick slice and rights and others.
Oh, for even higher.
Yeah, for $11 or $12.99 when you can get it routinely somewhere between $8 and $9 a pound at Food Outlet. Everything is cost plus 10%. You can save on Red Baron pizzas. They're $4.77 each, and I think they're pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. And there is a great cereal bargain because cereal. I've never looked into why, but the cost of cereal have gone up. But you can get the giant family-sized box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran for $4.17. All the specials are posted at the front door, and everything in the store, from household goods to your favorite foods, especially the meat department, cost plus 10, so you'll save everywhere. Food Outlet on Highway 14 in the Millbrook. Food Outlet in Prattville, just west of 31 on Main Street, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. At 7:21, local news, and we're back with random facts quickly.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. Montgomery fire officials are still looking into what caused the Sonic on Carter Hill Road to go up in flames yesterday morning. No word yet on any injuries. We've reached out to Montgomery Fire and Rescue as well as the Montgomery Police Department. A new survey shows that Montgomery is the most affordable city in the nation for home buyers. WalletHub has ranked 300 cities nationwide for overall home buying affordability. The list is based on 10 factors. It says that while prices are coming down in some cities after the pandemic, interest rates have nearly tripled since early 2021. Alabama lawmakers will be wrapping up the 2023 legislative session today. The legislature passed an $8.8 billion education budget, as well as a $3 billion general fund budget. Lawmakers also approved a gradual lowering of the state sales tax on groceries from 4% to 2%, and they said yes to a $150 rebate for taxpayers. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah.
Today's show is brought to you by Ozempic. Sorry about your diabetes, but I want to look skinny, damn it. Ozempic.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June is National Papaya Month. It's kind of making me misty-eyed. Oh, my papaya. I couldn't resist that.
And now,
call your papaya and make sure he's listening to
Random Facts.
See, I was going to do the Oh My Papaya joke, but then it was in the thing, so I had the punt.
The thing. Well, your timing was impeccable.
Thank you. Thank you. Jay, back to you.
Did I know?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to look one up. I put it in here, and I remember when I did it, and I remember looking up more information.
Yeah.
But now I've forgotten what it was, so now I have to go back and look. Anyway, did you know? The 1983 film Scarface was originally given an X rating.
Not surprised.
Yeah, you've mentioned this before, but I can't remember the reason why.
It was given an X rating three times in a row by the MPAA.
Did they have to edit out something? What did they have to edit out?
I have no idea. On the fourth appeal, the film was finally given an R rating. But the director, Brian De Palma, released the original version anyway, yes, only admitting to it months after the film's release, that what you saw was the X-rated version. I don't see how he doesn't get fined like that, but for doing that, but yeah, it seems a little, you know, whatever. I don't want to say rule-breaking, but I don't know, puts...
And they did,
yeah.
They didn't realize, hey, wait a minute.
They didn't realize it. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things.
Wow.
Did you know the first true reservoir, the first true reservoir was built on the Nile? Kind of makes sense.
I thought the Romans probably... Well, they still may have if it was on the Nile.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing they could do that all those years ago, and today California can't seem to build one to collect the water when they have it?
Well, yeah. Well, that's
so stupid.
California.
That state is just, man.
Did you know, I feel like I've done this before, but it's a baseball random fact. It is the only pitcher in Major League history to be credited with one pitching appearance without ever facing a batter.
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
One, wait a minute, say it again. One?
One pitching appearance without facing a batter.
Oh, you have done it before.
But I forget.
September 15th, 1971.
Came in a save situation.
Oh, and then
thrown out stealing. No, that would require a pitch.
Weather related.
No. He suffered an injury during his warm up.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that you mentioned it.
Larry Yunt.
He pulled his groin.
What?
That's what happened.
Is that seriously the injury that he had?
Yeah.
Oh man. Was he overstretching when he threw his... When he threw...
Like, he must not have been very loose.
During his follow-through?
Yeah.
Was? Oh, God!
Yeah. And I know that sounds like a funny term, but having suffered that once, it is so incredibly incapacitating.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Ugh.
By the way, the Scarface reason for X was excessive and cumulative violence and for language.
Oh, yeah.
Had nothing to do with a sexual situation. I always thought X was sexual.
I did, you know, sure. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. No, I should have been more clear than, yeah, X wasn't always that. But for the most part, yes, it was. But,
yeah.
Not always in that case there. Did you know? you know what? He may actually be older than 81. This is 81-year-old singer Bob Dylan. He may be older than that actually now. I don't know when this was done.
I think he is still 81.
Yeah, maybe.
He is 81.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still actively touring and simultaneously a very prolific visual artist. In 2022, just last year, he created a full-size boxcar welded out of ornate wrought iron. He created a boxcar that goes onto a train track.
Wow.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah. It is the largest piece he has ever created, and he did it last year.
Wow.
What did you build last year?
Wow.
He built a boxcar out of wrought iron.
Which reminds me, when I get down to see Goose on Father's Day, we got to build that Lego office set. I don't think she's touched that yet. That was a great idea I had there, wasn't it?
How many pieces does that have, I wonder? Several hundred of them.
Sure. I got the big one.
Did you know, if you were ever in the Philippines and you're just walking around on the street and you see people pointing their lips at something, that's how they do it. They don't use their finger or lift their arm or anything like that. Filipinos commonly use their lips to point to an object or another person.
How do you do that? How do you point with your lips? Oh, you just did it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I missed that. Show me. Oh, I see. Yeah.
See those marbles over there? Yeah. I don't know. I guess. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I've never been in the Philippines to see them do that. Did you know Big Ben?
Yep.
Is leaning to one side and may eventually become unstable. By eventually, experts believe it's anywhere between 4,000 and 10,000 years before it becomes a problem.
Well, they shouldn't have got the guy that made the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, they contracted him.
Can you imagine if that thing fell over?
For the folks of me, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Is it still under repair?
No, it's now operating.
It's
just in time for the king's coronation, right?
And Big Ben is just one of the bells.
Yes.
It's in the tower. It's right. Not the actual tower itself, and it's not the clock.
It's very impressive when you see it in person.
It's like 374 feet high.
It's massive. Does that... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, okay, coming up on Random Facts. I didn't know we were already there. We're going to talk about Baywatch, the show.
And then they're doing a reboot, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
Reboot or reboot.
I see what he did there.
But we're talking about a spinoff of Baywatch that you may not remember. Then again, I don't know what you remember about Baywatch anyway.
Slow motion beach runs.
Yeah, basically.
Primarily, I mean, yeah, really.
We'll also tell you about the Mad Gasser of Mattoon.
We have one of them working at Bama Country.
The Mad Gasser of WBAM. Mad Gasser is attacked again. How can you tell? He's left his scent. Let's see. We will tell you about Canadian geese.
Is that climbing skills?
What?
Is that climbing skills?
The Triangle of Death in Naples, Italy. We'll tell you about that. And we have a random fact about the moon. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. We have a new sponsor. And I am so excited because it's especially great when you get a sponsor that does services that we really need at our house. And that is Tree Masters. We have, I mean, they do everything. They, for example, tree removal. Now, I don't know that we need that per se, but we've got one in the backyard, couple actually, that could use some cutting back. Mm-hmm. I will leave that up to them when they come out and give us the answer. Shrub removal. It's been recommended we have those kind of encircling the walkway of our pool, but they're really ugly and they get gray patches. I was thinking just yanking them out, put something else in. But they do that as well. Tree trimming, tree topping, stump removal. We have one of those on the in the side property next to the backyard. I could keep them busy for a week, I think. But when it comes to experience, prop service, highly skilled team, this is not just something where you take a saw and chop it down. It's something that requires planning and people who know what they're doing, and clean work too. They will let you reclaim your trees and your yard. And get rid of the, you know, you have something in around your house that you look at and say, wow, one good gust of wind or one of those little spin-up twisters, and we're going to be pulling this out of the roof of the house. Beautiful trees are an asset, of course, to property. This is not about making them go away necessarily, but sometimes that has to be done. Nature happens. Avoid having your trees become a liability. They work to preserve the natural beauty of the trees in order to enhance the property value. TreeMastersAL.com for a quote. Call 676-3638, 676-3638, and please let them know you heard about them here, and we welcome them to our humble show, Tree Masters. 7:34, the latest from Skipper, and then we're right back.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, a few minutes ago, we had an accident. Technicenter Center Drive at Atlanta Highway out near I-85. Unfortunately, one of the vehicles took off. Watch out for emergency units that are headed there to take care of the folks still on the scene. And earlier, we had an accident. Vaughn Road at Heatherton Drive. That's right next to Vaughn Road Elementary. As you head outbound to the boulevard, watch out for emergency units on the scene there. Buckle up and drive carefully. No other problems around the area. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that will get it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000 or MCS. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house and down at Tucker right now. They've got candy, they've got nuts, and they've got Sunshine Corner.
Sunshine Corner is one of our new things. It's a sign company. We can make those signs customized. It'll say life is better at Lake Martin, or life is better at Lake Jordan. You know, everybody always wants Lake Jordan stuff. We never had it. Well, now we got it. So we've got a lot of that. That's a new product. What we're known for is our candies, and Lord, we make them fresh daily. We have made lots and lots of roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, honey pecans, cinnamon pecans, barbecue pecans. We've got all kinds of candies. And if you don't want candy, we got regular raw pecans, which are very healthy for you. We've got those in stock. Somebody asked me one day, said, what's tiger butter? Well, tiger butter is white chocolate and peanut butter made into a pan and cut just like grandma used to make. We've got the drumsticks. We've got all the great candies we've always had.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Got to pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This may suck.
And now...
Random facts.
No, hey, no, it worked.
That worked, yeah. That worked fine.
Great.
Yeah.
A little dramatic.
Appreciate the good words, fellas.
Did you know there was a Baywatch spinoff show called Baywatch Nights?
Oh?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff was in that one as well. It was supposed to be a grounded procedural crime show. However, in its second season, it pivoted to being a full-on paranormal show with monsters, ghosts, mummies, vampires, parallel universes, and time travel.
That's what ruined Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Remember that?
Yeah. Who was that?
The guy? I loved that show when it first came out, and then it just went off the deep end.
What was his name? David Lynch?
David Lynch, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what were you expecting from David Lynch?
Right.
Solve the mystery.
Baywatch Nights.
Baywatch Nights. You can look that up. I think Peacock? Somebody probably has it, but it's...
Crime show. How are these boobs going to solve a crime?
That was the other thing. Like, yeah. If you suddenly make it at night, why would they be dressed half naked? Like they,
you won't see in my, you will not see me in my Speedo after six.
Yeah, that was the appeal from other one. Yeah,
they only take their clothes off during the day.
Well, I guess maybe they could have gotten into some, you know, some risque situations there at night, but still. Did you know the Mad Gasser of Mattoon? It was an individual who was dressed in black. He was believed to be responsible for gas attacks in Mattoon, Illinois.
Mattoon, that's like way the heck south of Chicago.
This would have been during the 1940s.
Oh.
When he was doing this.
I was in Mattoon in the 70s.
Wasn't that a big movie? Mattoon? Oh, no, that was Platoon.
Despite claims and eyewitnesses, many have written it off as mass hysteria event. or one caused by the inhalation of pollutants and substances. Mm. So they don't actually, they never caught the guy.
Somehow, when I was married to my first wife, we had a friend, and we went out there for dinner.
You went to Mattoon in Illinois?
And we lived well south of Chicago. We were in a new suburb when they were still having new suburbs. And we just kept driving and driving and driving, and dark, no lights. And then there's this tiny little burg, Mattoon.
Mattoon.
Yeah.
Did you know? I don't know about American geese, but Canadian geese poop every 12 minutes.
Wow.
And note takers, that will be one of the questions.
Think about it. You couldn't start like a long project.
Yeah, I know. How do you make a commitment?
It's like, look, if I can't get this done within 10 minutes, it ain't getting done.
Why don't you give somebody else a chance in there?
You're in there every 12 minutes. And then, of course, some scientists were paid to, I want you to go around with a stopwatch.
Yeah, how did that...
This one is defective. It was 13 minutes.
But you know what? That is true, because when I lived in Pompano Beach, we had a huge population of Canadian geese.
Yeah.
And the idiot woman that was my landlady... Oh, look at, there's two. She names these two geese Ben and Jerry. Well, Ben and Jerry left a whole new
stream all over the place.
We had a small cement patio, and in less than 2 days, it was covered in goose poop. I went out to clean it because you had to step on it to get outside, and I almost fell in it. It's very slippery, very dangerous.
Blount Cultural Park has a lot of geese.
But I don't notice a lot of geese poop.
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
We go there a lot.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I can point out some spots for you.
Did you know the largest illegal dump in Europe is the Triangle of Death in Naples, Italy? As the landfills filled up in the 1990s, organized crime increasingly dumped and buried trash in that area.
Did you say Naples?
Yeah. Driving in garbage as far away as Venice. The area's population has significantly higher rates of cancer due to all the illegal dumping there.
Oh, geez. Hey, on a related topic, how bad is the crime in Chicago?
So
bad that the mafia closed their offices because of the high crime. We are really on a roll today.
Yeah. I got one more for you. Did you know?
It's the last random fact.
The dullest object in the solar system.
I may have worked with it.
It's our moon.
Oh. Why?
Our moon is the dullest object in the solar system.
By dullest, what do you mean? What are you saying? I happen to like our moon.
But it just, as far as it
brightness?
Being something that can reflect light.
Oh, bright.
It's very dull.
Oh.
Neptune has a moon named Triton that if it was in the place where our moon is right now, mm-hmm. it would appear 7 times brighter in the sky. Than our own moon would be.
Well, in a way, I mean, God's looking after us. What do we need a moon that's that bright? Yeah. And then we have daylight all the time.
Sure was bright this morning, I can tell you that much.
Those are all of your random facts.
Okay, coming up, the pop quiz question worth $10 head start at Food Outlet. Let me talk about Jones Brothers Roofing for all your residential, commercial roofing, and exterior needs. In addition to other services, vinyl, for example, that is now... become very popular again. First of all, it's the new generation of vinyl siding. It offers insulation properties and a much better look than the stuff that was being installed in the 70s. Replacement windows that are beautiful and energy efficient. We've had them do patio doors for us, but most importantly, if you spot a stain in a ceiling in a room, you want to know right away, is this a one-time thing or is this a major issue that we have to prepare for? Jones Brothers will always give you an honest diagnosis. That's how they've been around for 8 decades. And that's since 1944. That's pretty impressive.
They will evaluate the project and offer only the services you need. And they have incredibly talented people doing all aspects of their work. It's a great, well-trained team, top-notch customer service, and their reputation has been driven by word-of-mouth recommendations. We've used them a number of times with leaks that have developed in the roof. And, of course, when the time comes, you know who we're going to call. Jones Brothers. 800-264-8009. Their guarantee is the best in the business, and you can see it if you visit them online. They will show you examples of homes they redid just to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. That's job one for them. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Last year, at the age of 81, Bob Dylan not only toured, but also created art. He made a full-size one of these last year out of wrought iron, the largest piece he ever made. What was it?
272-9228 for the answer. We also do follow-ups to get you registered for our grand prize drawing on Friday at 8:55. 272-9228, show us some school spirit. Get involved, get engaged, and win with News Talk.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we had an accident earlier, Techno Center Drive at Atlanta Highway. There were actually several vehicles involved in that. They had some injuries as well. One person was transported. We also had an accident, Vaughn Road, right near Vaughn Elementary at Heatherton Drive. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems around the area, but traffic is building a bit. We're busy around the city this morning. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000 for MCS. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, this is the kind of participation we like to see on this show.
Oh, and every line is lit.
Cesara, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi.
I love that name.
Bob Dylan created this piece of art last year at the age of 80. It's large. What is it?
Boxcar.
Boxcar is correct.
You are an ace. You have won the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Put you on hold. Now you get to talk privately with Jay Scott.
So don't all right.
Yeah. Hey, she's into that idea. All right, let's go to Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hi.
How are you? How are you this morning?
Good. Canadian geese poop a lot. How often? How often?
Every 12 minutes.
Every 12 minutes is right.
You know your goose poop. Good work. Thank you, Tom. All right, next up, we have gray hair.
Yeah, well, I know what the white stuff is on Canadian goose poop.
Yeah, that's right. That was a random fact not too long ago. Yeah. The Mad Gasser of Mattoon. What state is Mattoon in?
I did not catch that.
Okay.
I was out of my vehicle.
What about the dullest object in the solar system is?
It's our moon.
Our moon is correct.
Good work. Yes. Thank you. Next up, backup Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. People in this country point with their lip.
That's an amazing fact. Philippines.
Philippines is correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, take care. I watched an episode of Air Disasters this morning.
Uh-huh.
Filipino Air. And I did not notice any lip pointing.
Okay.
Here is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Good morning, all.
How you doing?
Hi. Scarface was submitted a number of times before they finally changed the X rating to R. How many times was it submitted before they finally reduced it to R rating?
How'd you do that, Rich? I know four questions, and you asked the fifth.
You give us an answer to any of the other questions.
Mattoon's in Illinois.
Okay, you got it.
When he was talking about goose poop, he said, "I don't know about American geese." Yeah. We've got six geese on our farm. Trust me.
Okay,
they poop.
You got it.
This is beautiful. What he's doing here. This is impressive.
By the way, Scarface was submitted four times before they changed the X to R.
I don't care.
But anyway, we got it.
Nice work. Hey, that was a very...
That was a very good group of...
That was a very...
participant.
Fulfilling.
Oh, okay.
Fulfilling.
Yeah. Wondering what word you...
Great participation, smart people, they're obviously listening, and I think they deserve a special round of applause. Jeb?
Please clap.
Yeah, the listener retention is really good.
Okay, it is 7:50.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We've got a lot of sunshine out there right now, and we're going to see a routine June day. There will be storms on the radar, but not many. They will be few and far between. So spotty, random, widely scattered storms. Coverage, you know, you could argue 20% perhaps. Low tonight down to about 68 with today's high in 91. Tomorrow, more scattered hit-or-miss storms around. Lower 90s again. And the rain chances are a little bit better, a notch higher on Thursday as a frontal system heads southward in the state, and that'll be the focus for showers and storms. Not every town will get one even then. Right now this morning, 94% humidity. Yeah, it's starting to feel more humid every day. It's 68 now at 751.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your...
If you were to call this phone number right now, our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wright would pick up on the line because they're ready to go 24 hours a day. That number is 264-9666. They're ready to go 24 hours a day because, let's face it, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. There's that awful feeling when you are, let's say, heading to the bathroom in the middle of the night and all of a sudden, splish, splash, where did that come from? Or maybe you're going into the kitchen. Same deal. Maybe a leak behind the dishwasher. And that's just an awful feeling. So they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. You can call Plumbing by Luke Wire anytime, even on a holiday. In fact, they were recently very busy on Christmas. You remember what happened at Christmas. We had that incredible cold wave, and there were pipes bursting all over town, and Plumbing by Luke Wire was very, very busy that day as well. They give you upfront pricing. They tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it, so there's no surprise at the end, and you don't have to block out the whole day. They give you a kind of a time estimate on when they're going to be there, and I found that they were very reliable at that. Financing is available for plumbing needs. If it's time for a new water heater, they'll set you up with an energy efficient one. Will save you money on your electric bill. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
I was just looking at Maria Bartiromo. She's as gorgeous as the day we used to date.
You used to date? Sure you did. Did you?
All right, you want another name?
Okay.
What's the judge show with Marilyn? Come on.
The judge show?
Marilyn Mignon.
Is that family? The family court thing?
It's one of those.
Okay. Because there's a lot of...
I think she retired.
Yeah. There's a lot of those kind of shows. But they always get great ratings. That's why there's a lot of them.
And they're easy to produce, cheap to produce.
Yeah,
and some of them are actually interesting. And some of the judges are people you wish were actually in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving consequences. Yeah, Judge Marilyn, she was a fan, if I may say that. Have you guys had enough of me with this?
Your qualification was a pulse, wasn't it?
Oh, man. God.
Right now, our entire audience is saying,
holy cow.
That Rich Thomas. Wow.
Your qualifications are a
fault, right? By the way, I have a doctor's appointment at 8:05, so I need to leave the show early today. I forgot to tell you yesterday, guys. I am so sorry.
Check his pulse.
Okay, time for traffic. The Wall Street Business Report. We're back. Oh,
What?
Somebody I didn't date. Menthol Meredith. It's Tuesday, and she got canned from her job.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. As a lifeguard, so we'll find out why. Coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we had an accident earlier, Techna Center Drive at Atlanta Highway. There were actually several vehicles involved in that. They had some injuries as well. One person was transported. We also had an accident, Vaughn Road, right near Vaughn Elementary at Heatherton Drive. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems around the area, but traffic is building a bit. We're busy around the city this morning. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000 for MCS. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Groups representing major retailers and manufacturers urged the White House on Monday to intervene in contentious West Coast port labor negotiations, citing worries about shipping disruptions during the critical holiday season. The call came after the largest terminal at Southern California's Port of Long Beach closed for the day shift Monday as dock workers rally for better pay. Norfolk Southern Railroad became the first major North American freight railroad with deals to provide paid sick leave to all of its workers. But the other railroads are making progress, with nearly 65% of all rail workers securing this basic benefit. Volvo Cars posted a 31% rise in sales in May compared with a year earlier. The 31% rise comes after a strained 2022, when the company, like other automobile makers, felt the effects of persistent COVID lockdowns in China and chip shortages. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. If you've ever considered owning rental property, this information is for you. For years, I've been finding attractive investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenants stays 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality